Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, Peter, I have to say that one of the most difficult words recently for me to spell, weirdly, is tariff, because I can never remember whether there's one R, two R's, two F's, whatever.
Same
it
problem.
Is one R, two F's.
Same
okay,
problem.
Okay, so this brings me to an historic moment at the Scripps National Spelling Bee last night. Listen to this.
Odalic. O-D-Y-L-I-C. Odalic.
You are correct. It's complete. They will forever be remembered as the Elite Eight.
The Elite Eight. After 20 rounds in the competition, the judges named all of the spellers who remained co-champions, an unprecedented victory in the Bee's 92-year history, and social media is buzzing about it. So let's bring in Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, for our weekly roundup. And Femi, I'm here in Washington with you today,
yeah.
So it's nice to see you in
nice
person.
Nice to see you. Those judges wanted to go home. Those kids would still be spelling now.
Exactly. This must have been just
so much joy.
A big on social media.
Oh, it's fascinating because it was a streamed. You can watch it as a sport on ESPN. We know this has been going on for decades and decades. The new hashtag that is out now is hashtag OctoChamps, and that was thought up by one of the young winners himself. Abhijay Kodali came up with the own nickname for the own winners, all eight of them all together. And there are so many winners that even Scripps hadn't anticipated it. They had four cups ready. Four trophies ready, because you can see all of this on social
right.
media, but not eight. They thought, well, maybe we might have four winners, but definitely not eight. And then social is thinking, well, how do you capitalize on this? If you're really good at spelling, Vasu suggests, I am shocked that every Indian male doesn't just put Spelling Bee Champ on his Tinder profile. Result.
Now that there are eight of them. But we remember, of course, there are what? How many? More than a billion Indians in the world. So a lot of them not spelling champions.
And those youngsters are too young to be thinking about dating.
Exactly. Okay, let's talk about another big competition last night. The Golden State Warriors faced off against the Toronto Raptors in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Raptors won 118-109, even though the Warriors have been the favorites here. But the rapper Drake is once again taking over the headlines for his courtside antics. At one point, during a timeout, he had a quick chat with Steph Curry from the Warriors, and later what appeared to be a tense exchange with the Warriors forward Draymond Green. What are they saying on social media?
Well, Adam Silver, who is
the
from
NBA
the NBA, yeah, and he said to Drake, you know, we love you being there, but can you just tone it down a little bit? He walks around as if he owns the court. He walks around as if he's a player. It's really fun if you're on social media because his moods, you can see them on his face. He turns into 1,000 memes. Adam Silver says, we spoke with Drake. He'll behave himself. Drake literally at the same time walks in wearing Steph's dad's jersey. That's Stephen Curry's jersey. So he is almost a fixture at the Raptors games, and it's kind of fun to see him on the sidelines, but he has been asked to tone it down. I don't think he got the note.
Well, Steph's dad, by the way, played for the Raptors back in the late 90s, so he's wearing a Raptors jersey, but sitting there
with
talking
Curry on the
to
back,
Steph
number
Curry.
30, yes. The there was a little bit of intrigue there.
And how did the Golden State Warriors fans react to that?
They weren't that happy.
Okay. I have to talk about one more thing, which is interesting, that you know, we've been talking about all the severe weather that's been going on in this country. A lot of tornadoes have been hitting people, especially in the middle part of the country. But there was one couple in Kansas that had a different take on a twister this week.
Oh, this is one where you have to just go look for storm chaser engagement picture, and you will find it, and you will see where better to ask the person who you love to marry you than in front of a tornado that is at the back, and you can see all the clouds spreading out, the tornado at the back. I used to work in weather, so I know how exciting it is when you are in the middle of a big, we call them a weather event, and it actually is pretty sexy because nature is amazing to look at. So that picture there with that proposal was beautiful, and a lot of people were looking at it going, well, that's pretty impressive. Where else am I going to do my engagement pictures? Citizens United got us here, says, adorable, but hope he knows how to run in his flip-flops.
Right, because he's in his flip-flops with the tornado in
and
the background.
And it's right there. But this is, I mean, that really gives you that insight into what it's like to be a storm chaser, because you are going where most people are trying to run away from. And so there are a lot of people just like, this is very impressive and also scary. Please don't die.
Well, and I have to say, you know, at one time in my life, because I grew up in Illinois, I went out as a reporter with a bunch of storm chasers and we drove all the way to Iowa.
Yeah.
Looking for tornadoes and didn't find any. It's pretty rare, actually, as a storm chaser.
Because you're never quite sure when the turbulence is going to happen.
And the idea that
you're making me
tornado,
get all nerdy now, Jeremy.
The idea that there's a tornado behind you,
yeah.
And your thought is, let me get down on my knee and propose.
And the photographer's there as well.
Right, the photographer's there.
Go look for it online. You'll find it.
They're safe, so that's the good news. Femi Oke, spell your name for me before we leave.
Femioke, so easy.
There you go. Host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks a lot, as always. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Take care.